Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
La movida. Boy ducked into La Buena Bakery in the south side where he'd just had coffee with Meche, his childhood sweetheart. Meche had gone back to baking, and Boy had left to get the rest of the day going. But he hadn't gone far when the winds of early spring picked up and started to blow dust everywhere. At the same time, droplets of rain started to fall, causing a mud shower. It took Boy a minute to remember what that was like, because he hadn't been back in the south side in decades. Then he quickly trotted back to the bakery. When he walked in, Boy was surprised to see an old childhood acquaintance had just ducked in before him, a heavy-set chapo with dark skin. "Naldo, look what the storm brought in," Boy said. Chapo didn't hesitate to respond. "How are you, ese?" he said with a smile and outstretched hand for a greeting. "A tu madres," Boy said. "Órale," the chapo said. The conversation paused after a brief shake of hands. The chapo looked at Boy as if trying to remember him. Boy sensed this and thought he'd have fun with the tension. "Good to see you again, vato," Boy said. "Oh, Simón ese, no, it's been a long time," the chapo said. "Simón," said Boy. The man nodded and thought how he might approach Boy to learn how they knew each other. Boy suddenly remembered a movida he once tried to spectacular effect. "Watch I say, remember that movida we tried on that ruca who used to threaten everybody in school who said she liked you?" Boy said, chuckling. The vato looked down and furrowed his eyebrows, as if trying to remember. "You told her you were going to a war and write her letters, but she didn't know where the war was or even why you were going," Boy said. The chapo smiled nervously, clearly not remembering anything at all. Boy thought he'd go a little further. "Then she kept asking you if you'd gone to the war already, and you disappeared to make her believe you'd finally gone," Boy said. "Oh, yeah," the chapo said. "Well, she never married because she was waiting for you, and in the meantime became an aggressive and muscular policewoman in Tarilas," Boy said. The chapo smiled a facade of recollection. "What was her name?" he asked. "I just saw her parking in front. Her name is La," Boy said, turning his head as if the woman was about to walk in. With that, the chapo walked to the back of the cafe and asked where the back door was. "Pura movida, puro jokese," Boy said now to himself.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.